From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. At least 41 people have killed and scores others have been wounded in bombings in Iraq. In one incident, 20 people were killed in two separate suicide bombings in the northern town of Tal Afar. Police say the second blast went off as people gathered to respond to the first explosion. In Baghdad, several people were killed and 20 were wounded in twin bombings at a market in the poor Shiite Muslim area of Sadr City. Police say both bombs had been placed in rubbish piles in the popular market area. An explosion outside of a school in Afghanistan's Logar province has left at least 25 people dead and scores others injured. Local officials say the bomb was detonated in a timber truck overturned on the side of the road overnight. It was initially unclear whether the blast was an accident. A local chief says explosive materials are often used for construction, mining, and hunting. New York's Governor David Patterson has filled a vacancy for the state's lieutenant governor in an attempt to break a month-long stalemate in the state legislature. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
For the last month, Republicans and Democrats have been unable to pass a single bill in Albany because the Senate is tied 31-31. Both sides claim to be in control. But the tiebreaker post, the lieutenant governor, has been vacant for more than a year, ever since David Patterson left the job to take over for departing Governor Eliot Spitzer. It was thought that the position had to be elected, but Governor Patterson now looks at it differently.
There is nothing in the Constitution nor in the law that says that I cannot fill the vacant post of lieutenant governor.
And so he announced that Richard Ravitch, the former head of the transit agency, the MTA, would be the new lieutenant governor. Republican lawmakers and the state's attorney general, Andrew Cuomo, call the move illegal. It's expected to be challenged in court. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
The Obama administration says it's changing Bush-era rules on the hiring of illegal immigrants. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
After repeated delays, Homeland Security officials say federal contractors will be required to check employees' legal status through a controversial computer program starting in September. The computer program is called E-Verify. Critics cite a high error rate, but officials say improvements to the system are bringing that down. The new rule includes contractors using federal stimulus money. Some lawmakers had worried that undocumented immigrants would gain jobs from that. At the same time, Homeland Security says it's dropping a rule that would have required businesses to fire workers whose Social Security numbers didn't match a federal database. The so-called no-match rule was tied up in courts and never took effect. Immigrant advocates say the Social Security database has millions of errors and could have led to many wrongful dismissals. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average is down 129 points. This is NPR News. The U.S. Senate has approved legislation to call for actual fencing along 700 miles of the border with Mexico. The plan is part of a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security in the next fiscal year. The bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina, says the department is spending too much on virtual fencing that doesn't do enough to prevent illegal immigrants and drug trafficking from crossing the border. Google has released its Chrome operating system for low-power laptop computers. The move is seen as a threat to Microsoft's domination of the personal computer market. Jason Lopez has the story from San Francisco.
Microsoft's Windows operating system runs on about 90% of the world's PCs. Windows sales accounts for a significant piece of the company's revenue, which in the latest quarter came in at about $13.6 billion. That was down year over year by 6%, and some industry analysts believe it wasn't just a reflection of the economy. Growing sales of low-end notebook PCs called netbooks could be making a dent in Microsoft's business model. Google's announcement to offer the Chrome operating system is aimed directly at this market. Chrome, which is based on Google's web browser, is a light program designed to connect to the Internet quickly. Google plans to work with computer makers in China and Taiwan to roll out laptops with the OS pre-installed. For NPR News, I'm Jason Lopez in San Francisco.
About 20,000 customers in West Los Angeles were left without electricity for about 2 hours last night, causing heavy traffic jams. The problem was blamed on a blown transformer. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.